Let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com. We're talking about email list. The list is all important. In about 20 minutes, we're going to meet with Andy. He's going to go over some things on laptop security and some of the great video software that's out there. So many people are turning to videos. If you watch any of the news networks, they're all using the video different forms to get the latest news on their broadcast and also on the website, because, of course, more and more news agencies are going to websites. So a lot to cover this portion of the program. Talk about mailing list. You may have heard that you can buy names from companies who promise that you are able to get a good amount of people on these lists to subscribe to your newsletter. Do they work? Maybe yes, maybe no. It's hard to predict what will work for you because of your business, the type of information you're selling, the type of product you're selling. What works for one may not work for the other. We've teamed up, Milo's Internet Marketing has teamed up with a company with Sean Clark, and it's called Milo's Email Blast. And on Milo's Email Blast, you can sign up for different email lists. The important thing with this informational list is that they are all double opt-in people. We're not selling any list of things that are just people names that are scattered. These are people that have opt-in for lists. They're collected by many different companies and called through a warehouse. And then I've teamed up along with Sean Clark to put together. If you sign up, there's 200,000 potential customers every month for you to email your ad campaign. Now, there's some things that work, some things that don't. Remember, it depends upon your business. You can also look into different types of lists. Do you want the list for purchasing like shoes or purchasing electronic equipment? You can kind of narrow your list down. So there's just so many things you can do. Again, it's milosemailblast.com. And again, there's a fair expense involved because you were talking about large numbers of lists. Plus, we're also talking about double opt-in people, people who want to have information sent to them for a particular reason. So it isn't just the email that we picked out of the sky and grabbed, because you can track, you can grab all the email you want, all the email addresses off the internet. But we want to do it the right way. So you can get all kinds of leads. There's training videos there that'll help you. There's free software to email it, because you can't mail it through your own software. You can't mail 3,000 emails just with your own software. You need special software, because that will spam it if you use your own. Plus, many AOL and Gmail, those won't allow you to mail thousands at a time. So there's either free software, or there's one program, the advanced program, that we will mail it for you through our bulk email program we have, Panda. So there's just a lot of opportunities there, different things that will increase the amount of visitors to your site. Once you get the visitors to your site, then you've got to trap them. You've got to get them. You've got to keep them. And that's where your autoresponder comes in. That's where your mailing list comes in, to give them information that will make them feel good so that they want to purchase your product or come back to your site at a later time. You may send them every week an informational thing. Again, it's milosemailblast.com, and it's a great benefit in setting up your website in order to get traffic to your website. Another thing that's very important is security. One thing that may make people hesitant to sign up for your newsletter emails is that they may be afraid they will get your emails forever. Please, forever. These are things your list members need to know to put their mind at ease, that they can cancel at any time. The two autoresponders I mentioned, AdWeber and GetResponse, you have to. They put it at the bottom of your emailing list. To cancel, you click this button. So that automatic canceling set in. If you're tired of getting emails from Milo.com, then you click on that list at the bottom and it'll delete it. That's important. And that will give the people security that they know, if I really don't want it anymore, boom, it's gone. I don't have to worry about it. And you don't have to worry about it, because your autoresponder automatically removes that person, puts it in a dead area so that they don't get more mail. You keep their email, but it's not active anymore, so they're not going to get emails from you. Also state in the tagline, and these do, that you will not share their information with anyone. That's important, because when you get to a website and they sign up, they want your name. Anytime they ask for my address or phone number, I question it myself, because what do they want that for? They don't need my phone number if I'm purchasing online. They don't need my address if I'm purchasing online. So I don't like to fill that information in. And if they ask for it, I wonder, hey, there's something going on here. But you have to let them know that you'll not share the information and that you will not share their information. Sell their information. Share it or sell it. That's important because, you know, again, we have this email site where you can go on purchase lists, but those are people who have requested information. And people are requesting it all the time. And that's the people we take for our list, and they're gathered from many, many different lists. You also have to guarantee that you won't spam them. With our list, we don't spam. You won't be able to spam. And if you follow the rules I mentioned earlier about not putting free or dollar signs in there, then that's going to also help you to know that you're not going to spam them. And once you have their information, if they sign up for, it is only so that they can receive your mailings. No one wants their name sold or given away, so they get more spam and more junk mail. People don't want that. Once you have the details squared away, your next step is to start promoting your list so that you can maximize your signups. Promoting your list is about more than just driving traffic to your website, although more traffic does help, but sometimes you need to go that extra step to win people over to turn them into customers. Sure, they can keep looking, keep looking, keep looking, keep looking, but what pushes them over the line? If they go back to your site twice, it's one thing. If they go back three or four times, they want to buy. You need to get them to purchase. On the Internet, going the extra step means providing them with free content above and beyond the free newsletter. There's a lot of newsletters out there, but you need to make a way that your newsletter stands out and is better from all the rest. The very first thing you should do is place a sign-up box on every page of your website or your blog. Many people only place a sign-up box on the first page. By placing that box on every page, you automatically have an edge over the people who don't place it on every page. And it's also basic. It's just a sign-up box that asks for a name, usually just first name, and email address. And the nice thing is, almost every single auto response program gives you that text for that. So all you do is copy and paste from your autoresponder with your information into your HTML page, and boom, it's there, the box. And then what that also does when you cut and paste, it cuts and pastes your email address to your autoresponder. So you don't have to worry about that. Once you put it in there, the autoresponder handles all that stuff for you. You don't have to worry about it. Your autoresponder generates the code, and it also allows you to add information at the top, sign up for my newsletter or whatever. Most people use that space to talk about what they're going to give away free. The name and email is the maximum you should ask for. If you ask for many other things, then, as we said earlier, they're not going to want to give you the information. They're going to be very suspicious. A squeeze page. The page where you place your sign-up box is called the squeeze page. Since you may have multiple sign-up boxes located on different websites, you should designate a main one where you will direct traffic to when you're doing different forms of marketing. So you can market five or four different websites in the animal area for dog information. You can have five different websites, but feed them all to the same squeeze page so you get them in the same database. And all the squeeze page is a page that links to other pages. A potential subscriber comes to your page, and all they can see is your offer followed by an opt-in box where they enter your name or enter their name and email into your box. And then they click the button subscribe or submit or whatever they do. The idea is to squeeze your suspects into becoming a prospect. And the way you do this is by providing just enough, but no more, information about your product or service or whatever it is in order for them to receive what they want they have to enter their name and their email address into your opt-in box. And once they press that submit button, you have a choice of either immediately redirecting them to your sales page or your information page, or you can ask them to confirm their opt-in by checking their email. In other words, this is the double-phase opt-in, where they want to go, but then they, before they go, they have to go to their email, okay, and then they get that information. Usually you can do both. You can send them directly to the sales page, and at the same time have the autoresponder email them an email that gives you that, gives them that information. So you've kind of done two things at one time. Because if you make them go back to the email, sometimes they're not as happy. They lose interest right away. But if they go to the page and get the email, then they have a reminder later about your page. You may think that by implementing a squeeze page, you're going to lose out on a whole bunch of visitors by not seeing your main page because they don't want to opt in. The truth is, why should you worry about losing these people? They're really not strong customers. Squeeze pages really do work, and you'll come across them all the time in many different areas on the internet. Think of it this way. It's better to have a warm lead than no lead at all. If you need any kind of marketing material, you probably have come across the saying that it takes an average of 7 times for a prospect to see a sales message before they decide to buy it. If you don't get subscribers opt in to your database, then you're not going to be able to send them information down the line. So the 7 times is gone. They see your site once and they're gone. You need to get them to come back to your site. And this is how you do it, through a squeeze page, and then you give them more information down the line. This is important if you're selling something, to get them to come back to your site. Some people like to set up one page mini website devoted to a newsletter alone. This is great because it focuses them on one thing, and then you can send them to a sales page later. So there's a lot of different ways of operating this area. But there are several things you need to do in order to make sure that this page is optimized so that you get the maximum amount of signups. You don't want people to log off the squeeze page, the information page. You want them to give you information. Tell the people that you will never spam them and that you'll keep their information private. That's important. Use the URL of your squeeze page when promoting your work throughout the internet. Always tell that so they get to that page, sign in, then they have the world at their fingertips, your world at their fingertips. Make sure the sign-up box is highly visible and that the first thing they see when the page loads. And if you're giving something away for free, include a photo or image of the cover, or make one up yourself if you have to, some kind of a graphic, because visually people like to see that. They don't read words. They look at pictures on the internet. Pictures is very gratifying, but only visually. So if there's a lot of words, a lot of text, they're not going to look at it. Graphics, 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 and a few more graphics, but not overpowering. It's worth your while to implement all of these techniques so that you can capture as many signups as you can. Once you have the signups, once you have the people, once you have all that information for you, then the world is at your fingertips. Then you send them the information and send them out newsletters, send them out emails to get the customers back to your site. Selling shoes, you send them about your latest sales or new stuff you're coming in or a new line. Another good way, most autoresponders allow you to send out surveys. For whatever reason, right now, people love surveys. They love to be polled. So with these autoresponders, you can set up on your website a nice little survey or poll. Do you want more information about men's shoes, women's shoes, open shoes, inexpensive shoes, more expensive shoes, a certain line of shoes, all that information? You'll get that in the database back, and then there's so many things you can do with that information. So an autoresponder is a cost up front, anywhere from $150 to $300, $400, depending upon the autoresponder you get. But it does all these things for you that help you fine-tune your business and increase it. Because, again, if you put your website out there and sit and expect to sell shoes, you will sell almost zero. You've got to get people to you. You've got to get it registered on the website. You've got to get it on that front page if at all possible. If you don't get your website out there, if you don't get on the front page, people aren't going to find it. And again, once they get to your site, remember, you've got 5 seconds at the most. usually 3 seconds, but usually 3 to 5 seconds to capture them. That's why you need a graphic, a picture, something there that will attract their attention and make them, want to look for a couple more seconds. And if you can get them, they say the goal, if you can get them to link to the next page, you've got a customer. You've got a customer. So most of these autoresponders and search engines will also tell you what pages they click to, what pages they link to. So you'll know the customers who link to another page, those are the ones you want to send even more emails to, because they're the ones that are really interested in your subject area. They're interested in your product. They want to know more information. So a lot of different things about there in getting that customer into your website and then getting them to turn over themselves so they become a good customer. Talking about a few minutes for something free, the one of the most important things you can do, not only will it encourage people to sign up for your list, but will also help you build what is known as loyalty. You need that list loyalty. That's in a brick-and-mortar business also. If the member of your list are loyal, they will be more likely to buy products from you in the future. And what you need to do is think about giving things away. You can give free scripts or software programs. A lot of freeware out there that you can double up and give to people. So get free software. You can go on PLR software and pick up all kinds of free software out there. Helpful audio files, a lot of audio. If you're an expert in something or a semi-expert in something or think you're an expert in something, or even if you're not, talk to an expert, record it, put it on your website, and allow them to hear your interview. As soon as you are interviewing somebody else, you are the expert because you're interviewing them because they want to come to you. So it gives you a lot of credibility to build up your website. Another thing is free ebooks. Write something. Put together a bunch of your emails or your newsletters and put in a little book, a 10, 15, 20-page ebook. Doesn't have to be much. Put a nice cover on it and give that away for free. The more information you give them for free, they're going to come back and want more. If you just say, well, I'll tell you this and tell you this and tell you that, that doesn't sell your name. You're just trying to sell me something. Give them good stock information, and they'll come back for more. These are all things to help you get customers into your website, into your business, and once you have those customers, to keep them coming back. And we're going to come back after just a moment or two, and you're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.